Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is God's Plan for Christian Community. Picture in your mind's eye a very large jigsaw puzzle depicting Jesus Christ. The puzzle has billions of pieces. Together, we are the puzzle pieces that form the body of Christ. When any piece of the puzzle is missing, the overall puzzle is not complete. Don't be the missing piece in the body of Christ. Up to this point in our 9-part series leading up to the 500th Fourth Day Letter, we have discovered that we are blessed by God's mercy, broken by our sins and wounds, and scared and afraid to let others see us without our masks on. We strive to hide our sins and wounds from others. This is not how God wants us to live. We are not meant to live in fear. Rather than living life scared, God wants us to live lives that are shared. At the Last Supper, Jesus took the bread, he blessed it, broke it, and shared it with his friends. The world is starving for Jesus Christ. God wants you and I, with Christ inside, to be shared with others so that they too can taste the living bread. By name, you and I have been taken or chosen by Christ. We are blessed and broken, but sadly, we are scared. Jesus is the bread come down from heaven. He is the eternal food that saves. God created us, and he wants us to grow his kingdom. Much like the bread at the Last Supper, we need to be blessed, broken, and shared. We are not called to be blessed, broken, and scared. Take a moment to focus on the word shared and think about the letter H. If we are going to live authentic Christian lives, then the H in shared must stand for honesty. Honesty is defined as truthfulness, candor, or sincerity. If we are going to live honest, sincere lives, then we need to admit our brokenness and our need to be saved by Jesus. There is joy in being saved. Some people will shout it from the mountaintops, while others will show it in quiet ways. But like the blind man healed by Jesus, all who are touched by Jesus will be changed. Let's not shy away from telling others what he has done for us. I hope you can clearly see that Christian community is essential on our journey as disciples of Jesus Christ. Jesus lived out his ministry on earth with his small group of apostles. He sent out the disciples in twos, and he established his church on earth. Friends, we are not an island unto ourselves. By God's design, Christianity is not a solo activity. It is meant to be lived out in community. Mother Teresa told us that loneliness is the most terrible poverty. Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, "He who is alone with his sin is utterly alone." Finally, Three Dog Night sang, "One is the loneliest number." We must grow in our understanding that Christ manifests himself to us through others and to others through us. Saint Catherine of Siena said God told her, "For I could well have supplied you with all of your needs, both spiritual and material, but I wanted to make you dependent on one another." Before we had smart cars, we had to rely on someone else to tell us when our brake lights were out on our cars. Likewise, as Christians, God wants us to live in community so that our Christian brothers and sisters can tell us when the light of Christ within us has gone out. They can help to keep us on track. Sirach 6 tells us, "Faithful friends are life-saving medicine." Proverbs 17:17 states, "A friend loves at all times." Truly, Christian friends are essential. Just like the paralytic in Luke 5, verse 18, we often need the help of others to carry us to God. As we become more aware of our sins and brokenness and experience the love and mercy of God, we become more capable at looking upon the many wounded we meet on the path of life with acceptance and mercy. Christian movements such as Curcio, Walk to Emmaus, Via de Cristo, Kairos, and other similar movements have long encouraged the idea of meeting weekly in small Christian groups. I have been meeting weekly in one of these groups for 33 years. I strongly recommend that every Christian join or form a small group and meet weekly to share your life in Christ. The benefits are eternal. I have created some helps for you to build and sustain successful Christian friendship groups, and they're available on today's message on my website. Corinthians 1, verses 26 to 31 tells us, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise, the weak to shame the strong, and the lowly and despised who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no human being might boast before God. Therefore, if we are honest about who we really are, God can work through us, even in our brokenness, to make a positive impact on someone else. We are made in the image of God. Much like the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit collectively make up the Trinity, as Christians, we collectively make up the body of Christ. I will close with this question. Are you living out your life as an active member of a small Christian community, or are you the missing piece of the puzzle? Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I beg you to convict my heart as to the importance of living out my life in Christian community. Alone, I can do nothing. With your Son Jesus in my heart and surrounded by strong Christian friends, I can confidently answer your call to grow the kingdom of God. Amen. One final note, I still need your help to write my new book. There is still time to win your free book. Many of you have already submitted your suggestions. I'm writing a yearly devotional book. I'm in the process of selecting 52 of the past Fourth Day letters, one for each week of the year. Each one will be presented in a book with a series of questions to reflect on for a week. I'm asking for your input. Please write to me and tell me what your favorite Fourth Day letters are. I will randomly draw the names of 10 people who respond, and they will receive a free copy of the book as soon as it's published. Entries must be received no later than May 28, 2021. The 10 winners will be announced on June 1, 2021. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.